Come, Holy Spirit, illuminate us today, guide us through deeper understanding, and draw us closer to you, Lord. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I love the summer season because I get to enjoy lots of different summer fruits. I love cherries, and I love other berries and so on. I spent quite a bit of time in Singapore in the past couple of decades, and I do miss some of those exotic tropical fruit that we don't usually get here in New Zealand. But there are other fruit that I do enjoy here. Yesterday, my wife and I went to visit a friend and group of friends, and we have a bit of snacks to enjoy. And there was one particular dish that he prepared for us. It was, I think, I don't know exactly what kind of meat it was, but some kind of meat wrapped around slices of nectarine. So you get that kind of savory flavor, but also the sweet and fruity flavor. It's very nice, and I don't know whether there's a name for it or not. Anyway, this morning I want to share about in keeping with the fruit of repentance, which is one of the lines that came from the gospel passage found in the book of Luke. Last week, I shared a little bit about Lai Chi. And so I guess that I'm still in this fruity vein that I just want to talk more about fruit. We are in a season, according to the church calendar, we're in the season of Epiphany, which is the meaning behind that is about illuminating our thoughts and our mind and our understanding, and also discovery that you and I may have through the words of God, through the creation, and even through fruits that we may eat to gain a better insight and understanding of our God and ourselves. In particular, this few days is also a day commemorating or remembering the baptism of Jesus, a baptism of Jesus. And we read it from the Gospel of Luke. And so they were talking about the Holy Spirit, about how God was well pleased with the Lord Jesus. Well, let me start by reminding ourselves that, as Jesus says, we must be born again. Maybe that's a good start for a new year in 2024. We must be born again in order to see the kingdom of God. By nature, by birth, that we were spiritually dead. Paul described it in the book of Ephesians. He says, even when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ. That is one of the significant about baptism, about being born again, or born of repentance as well as by the Spirit. That's the new birth that we are talking about, being born again. In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, in verse 5, it also again mentioned about being born again. And we are familiar with the story because it has to do with Nicodemus. In that verse, Jesus tells Nicodemus, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he or she cannot enter the kingdom of God." So being born again is significant and critical in order for us to have new life and to enter the kingdom of God. So this morning, since I started with talking about fruit, I want to continue with this verse. I believe is quite important. In here it says, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Fruit in keeping with repentance. Repentance, as we know, involves more than just saying sorry. True repentance includes sorry, but also resolve to stop wrongful thoughts or conduct or otherwise, replacing it with godly living. Many people may be under the illusion that they can make generic confession, maybe even at a church Sunday service, but without ever making things right personally. Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Our fruit comes from our worldview. Everyone produces fruit. Some people can produce bad fruit. And in Luke, we are reminded that an evil person brings evil things out of the evil store in his or her heart. But people can produce good fruit. Fruit of the Spirit that we are familiar with in the book of Galatians, like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Going back to the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, he says, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness. And from all your idols I have cleansed you. And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my stature and be careful to obey my rules. A new heart, a new spirit. And I guess that may be one of the wishes that we may have for ourselves and for one another in this new year of 2024. Refresh our hearts by the Holy Spirit. A new heart and a new spirit, and it may require a new beginning as well. So to produce fruit in keeping with repentance, I think, is quite in line to begin the new year in 2024. New life, new characters, in obedience to God, love, and good works. Fruit in keeping with repentance represents the good deeds and the changed behavior that naturally flow from true repentance and a transformed heart. James concludes in his book saying that just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without good works. The Holy Spirit help us in the same way to overcome our weaknesses that tells us in Book of Romans. I'd like to very quickly go through 3 points about the effects of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit descended and filled our Lord Jesus. And other passages we have heard today also talking about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. 3 effects of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Spirit gives new life. John chapter 6 says it is the Spirit who gives life. How? By causing the new birth. Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Born again, born through the Spirit, by the Spirit. That is the first saving effect of the Holy Spirit. Baptized in the Holy Spirit and born again. The second point is that the Spirit makes us being live givers and not just live getters. live givers and not just live getters. In the book of John, chapter 7, they say, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Now, this he said about the Spirit. So out of our heart flow the living water. It's not just receiving for ourselves, but out of us, through the power of the Spirit that flows out from our heart, that can be a blessing and help to other people. That's being a live giver by the Spirit and not just getting things. The Holy Spirit flows out of you and I like a brimming spring as you interact with others. As you come in connection with one another, that spring of living water coming out of your heart will touch people's lives and impact their lives. The third point is that the Spirit witness to Jesus. In John chapter 15, it says, but when the Helper comes, referring to the Holy Spirit as being the Helper, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. The Holy Spirit bears witness of Jesus, the Son. As Paul says also in the book of Corinthians, no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Let us not fall in the same way as some of the old religious leaders from in the scriptures and the way they think, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They said to Jesus, don't talk about the wrath of God. We have Abraham. We are the children of Abraham, and we have that guarantee for us. Well, what did Jesus say to them? Don't rely on these things, but rather believe in God and follow God and trust in God and follow the Holy Spirit. And also serve as a reminder in the book of in the gospel passage today, the axe is at the root of the tree. And if there's no fruit, then the axe will come through. So that serves as a good reminder that we need to have that true and genuine relationship with our God. Let me bring it together. Have we been convicted by the Holy Spirit lately? The believer's ability to produce fruit in keeping with repentance depend wholly on our intimate relationship and fellowship with Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus said these words, remain in me and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. So in order to produce fruit in keeping with repentance, we have to stay connected with Jesus. We have to continue to draw from him. We have to have the evidence of fruits in our lives. We need to have a changed mind and a transformed life and ongoing communion with our Lord Jesus. So let us produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Produce fruit of the Holy Spirit as we move ahead in the new year of 2024. Amen.